Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to the Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in this episode I'm chatting all things facial massage and how to take very excellent care of your skin, which let's face it, we all want to, with expert facialist Chico Shigeta. Now, Chico has recently partnered with Philips and their Visa Pure Advanced, which is the 3-in-1 beauty tool that cleanses and massages. Now, if you are serious about skincare, and I know a lot of you listeners are, you'll know that cleansing is a hugely important step in any regime. And the Visa Pure Advanced cleanses, which preps the skin and primes it to absorb your serums and moisturizers, and also massages, which tones and lifts the skin. So I was lucky enough to see Chico use the Visa Pure Advanced on people so I could witness firsthand the visible results, and they are instant. So skin looked lifted and plumped, and it was in an instant. She even used it on me, focusing on the corners of my mouth to try and give my face a more relaxed expression. And in case you're wondering, yes, I'm talking about I tried to get Chico to help me with my resting bitch face to make it less severe. So there we go. I've also been using the Fresh Eyes attachment, which is the third way you can use the Visa Pure Advanced, because I tend to frown and scowl, especially when I'm at my computer or looking at my phone. And what you don't realise is quite how much tension that begins to store, which is why it's so important to try and relax those muscles that have become really tense. So the cool tip immediately takes down any puffiness because, as it suggests, it's cool. And so if I use that, especially first thing on the morning, in around my eyes, the 25,000 nano vibrations help disperse tension, so all of that kind of tightness around the eye, and encourage lymphatic drainage. So if you wake up and feel your eyes are puffy, or it takes you a while to look awake, and I'm using finger air quotes to look awake, then this is a simple 60-second addition to your morning that makes a visible difference. Like I said, I've been using it. I wake up with quite a puffy face fairly regularly. Not proud to be telling you this, but it's true. And I've been using it to just take down that sort of puffiness around my eyes, and it really does make that instant difference. So I did say to Chico, any chance you could pop over every morning to wet your magic? But as you can imagine, her waiting list is long and her client list reads like an Oscars shortlist. But the good news is that the Visa Pure Advanced does an excellent job, and it's actually incredibly easy to use at home on your own. So back to the episode. Chico told me all about her career, how she developed her technique, why her massage delivers immediate and cumulative results, how you literally can't go wrong giving yourself your own pampering massage with the Visa Pure Advanced, and how to get the most out of your cleansing regime. And that is a bit of advice everyone needs to know. As ever, all the links will be in the show notes on iTunes and emmaguns.com. And you can find me on social media as @EmmaGunns. So feel free to send me a DM, comment or tweet me, whatever feels right. But for now, here she is, the fabulously knowledgeable Chico Shigeta on The Emma Gunn Show. Listeners, I'm very excited to say that I am here today recording a special episode of the podcast with Chico Shigeta. Thank you for joining me.
Hello, me too. It's very happy to come here with you.
And the reason why I'm excited to be chatting to you is because when it comes to facial massage, you are a real expert, aren't you?
Yes, it's been a long time I'm doing massage.
How long have you been doing facial massage?
I started doing massage, I mean, in general, from when I was 5 years old, because I grew up in the beauty salon, because my grandma and my mom is a beautician, esthetician, so that I started very, very early, like you start piano. And still now, so I'm now 44 years old, so.
With beautiful skin. I think that might be down to facial massage. But we're talking to you today because facial massage has become quite a trend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was something that previously maybe you would only experience in a salon during a facial treatment. Mm-hmm. But now, over the past couple of years, a growing trend of people doing massage at home. So if someone has thought about it or seen YouTube tutorials or thought, oh, maybe it's something I should give a go to, but they're not really sure how to go about it, we're going to cover that. But can you just outline for me the benefits of facial massage?
Okay, so facial massage is really, really interesting to do it because when you do the movement with your fingers on your skin, it brings very good blood circulation. And secondly, you can oxygenate your tissues. Mm-hmm. And third point is for your lymphatic circulation, so it drains and to remove the toxins. So for three these points, it's very, very interesting to do it, because if you have this benefit visibly, you can see the difference on your face.
Mm. And I've actually, listeners, I've watched Chico do a facial massage this morning, and she performed it on one side of the tester's face, and it was extraordinary. It was like she'd had a bit of a shot of Botox above her eyebrow just to lift it. Yes. But all you had done was using the right method, just massaged around the eye. And there are other things, like you can lift gels, the sort of sagging skin here. You can remove double chins, is that right?
Yes.
So you get the instant results, but then what are the effects over time if you continue to use facial massage?
So the things very interesting for the massage is one is immediate effect, but also the long lasting result if you do like continuously for a couple of days. Since you work on the deeper layers, or on the muscles, or you drain you well on your skin, so that you change the condition of the skin from deeper area. Your function, actually your function changes. Your skin cells work well, so the blood nourish your skin better. So all the from the deeper area, your condition changes is because of that.
That's really interesting, because it's almost like we've been talking lots in beauty about beauty from within and supplementation. But in terms of actually, there's another layer. Forget about what you put on the top and what you eat or what supplements you take. There's also, you can actually work on that middle layer of the sandwich, if you like.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very, very interesting. And it can also relieve tension. And just to round off this point about why should you even be thinking about facial massage, we're all carrying lots of tension, and you were saying earlier about the sort of squinting and looking at smartphones and computers all the time is building up a lot of tension. What can that do over time?
Yeah. Sure. So that is a very important point also for the benefit of the massage. You can release actually the tension to relax the muscles. It's really important. If you want to have a feminine looking, I mean, more gentle looking and eyes wide open, and how when you have the result of the relaxing muscles or looking, then you can realize at that moment how much your face was really tensed. And it's coming from, as you say, the screens and the smartphones and all kind of things. Actually, the lights bring the tense and tiredness of the eyes.
The blue light.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And actually, these kind of tiredness not only eyes, but also all the muscles around the eyes, because it's a microcirculation, so it's very thin. Mm. So as soon as you muscle getting tight, and then it's getting, you know, you feel tired, you want to see, you know, and you're trying to see, so that you have a huge wrinkles, you know, expression
lines.
Yeah. Lines are just coming up even though you don't want to have it. So it's super important to relax muscles. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when you do the massage on your forehead, for example, where normally it's really tight, muscle relaxing, but also mind relaxing, mm-hmm. that release the tensions, and that release behind the eyes, mm-hmm. I would say, and that's changed a lot.
Well, you also, I was telling Chico that I grind my teeth really badly, mm-hmm. and I think I've mentioned it before in this podcast, and you immediately said, how's your lower back? Mm. And how all of these things that are happening in our faces, or, you know, above our necks, are... they refer elsewhere.
Yes.
And you can actually treat that tension with this sort of thing, which is very, very interesting. Seasonally, is there a really good time to bring in a massage protocol into your skincare regime, would you say?
Mm. You can do massage whole through years, mm-hmm. because, you know, you want to have a good function of your skin whole through years. But when autumn and winter time, you need more like hydrating, and you want your skin nourishing, so that now it's also the very important time to treat your skin well. Like if you cleanse your skin by your fingers, it's still good. But if you want to use like cleansing brushes, mm-hmm. then it removes the dead cells that you cannot really do with your fingers. Mm. So it's much more effective. And if you want to put more like a nourishing actives on your skincare product, but you can layer on it, but you cannot stay hydrating if you don't remove that dead cells. Mm. So the cleansing ritual is super important. Mm. And then if you do the massage afterwards, that's then it brings better penetrations and absorption of the super active, you know, in your product.
Yeah, so you actually cleansing well improves the efficacy of your skincare.
Yeah, like, you know, prepare the canvas. It's the most important things for any kind of rituals.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad that you brought up cleansing, actually, because we're talking about facial massage, and you've actually developed a specific massage technique with the Visa Pure, mm-hmm. which is the Philips tool that has these three adjustable heads. One of them is the cleansing brush head that has 17,000 micro bristles. So how important is cleansing in terms of the facial massage regime? And when should you cleanse? Is it before the massage? Is it after? What's the best process?
Oh, of course, before. Mm-hmm. So you can do or under the shower or in the bath. How it is in the bath. Mm-hmm. And before starting any kind of skincare ritual, start from the cleansing.
Because I think, and I would love to know whether you agree, it felt like for many years the emphasis was always on moisturizing.
Mm.
So you had your three-step skincare regime, and it would always be on like getting moisture in.
Mm.
For me personally, I always thought my skin was dry and dehydrated, and then as soon as I started doing a two-step cleanse, mm-hmm. everything changed, because then my skin wouldn't scream out for serums and moisturizers. Mm-hmm. So do you think it is the most important step?
Yes, the most important things to remove everything before putting something else. Mm. So it's super important. And also why you really need to remove the dead cells is once you take off everything, then it encourages your production of yourself of hydrating the important bacteria, and all that system when it's newly installed, then you can recover your condition of the skin. So most important thing is the cleansing for above all.
if you're using a device like Visa Pure with the cleansing head, that's almost there's somewhat of a facial massage element to that anyway, isn't there?
Mm.
So it's almost like starting the massage with the cleanse.
Yes, yes. That's really the beginning. Mm. And how do you say, when you, the interest of the interesting things to using the brush that you can do much cleaner than what you do by your fingers. Of course, your fingers is very gentle and good, but using the brush is much more effective and much more gentle than you think. And after that, you were so surprised because your skin feels so soft and
just smooth.
Just
soft
so
and smooth.
Soft
can't
and smooth.
Can't stop touching it. I'd love to have you on call every morning / every evening to give me a facial massage. But sadly, your schedule will not allow it. But I could use the Philips Visa Pure to do this facial massage. I've seen you use it on someone this morning. My first question when I look at any device that claims to do something that previously used to be in a salon or is mimicking or emulating the human touch, as it were, I always ask, can you go wrong with it? And you said something earlier, which is, if you just follow the bones, so you can't actually make a mistake with facial massage, can you?
No. If you're, you know, completely beginner of doing them, or self-massage, or using beauty devices, you know, if you feel first like, I can't manage these devices, but the Philips Visa Pure Advanced, it's so easy because everything is so programmed. Mm-hmm. So even though the length of the time, how you use for each head, like or, as well as cleansing, you know, massage head, and also the another head for eyes, and also the rotation is how the direction of the rotation is programmed as well. Mm-hmm. So you can just follow the structure of your face, and you can just follow how the device working. So you don't really need to worry about, I don't know much about the, you know, the physical face or muscles, and you can just follow that.
So one thing was forehead's quite difficult to use, do massage on, because obviously it's bone. But you said something earlier which just made it very clear, which was start from the center of the face and work out towards the ears.
Yes.
And then almost once you've done all of that for a little while and you've pulled all the tension and everything out, then go behind the ear with the device and pull down. And it's almost like flushing the detoxes so that your body's lymphatic system can eject the toxins.
Yes, yes. So there is some direction to respect if you want to have a more efficiency. And since head is really very, very top of your body, so just we need to respect to some opening some doors. Your toxins can go back to body to eliminate to outside of the body. So that's why just behind the ears, working the hair is very important. The respect and direction from inside to outside, and that's very important as well.
And petrissage is the style of massage. Is that your area of expertise? Is that your speciality?
That's petrissage is a kind of our Japanese cultural technique. Yeah, that's very interesting technique because it's as well as relaxing feeling, and also very revitalizing and release the tension, so that release the tension and encourage the blood circulations.
How does it differ from other types of massage? What's its characteristic?
It's when you do that petrissage technique, I don't know how to call it, like very small movement to reach to the deeper layers of the skin, but we don't necessarily to force fingers, still light and rhythmic.
So it's not like the massages that all knuckles and heels of hands very it's a gentle persuasive way
exactly
to get the skin and muscles to do exactly what you want. You've developed a massage program with the Visa Pure Advanced. How can you tell me a little bit about that program?
This program is really made to fresh looking and revitalize the face that's a result of that facial method.
Mm-hmm.
So as we have said, that respecting the direction of the lymphatic circulations and also the release the tension that's the cause of the sagging skin.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, and also the like cheekbones, it's getting down. So all this is because that you have a tension
mm-hmm.
under layers of the skin. So this massage method, releasing these tensions, bring back your blood circulation and lymphatic circulation so that your face actually lifting up. And also work around the eye area. It's saying like there's some spot, it's sometimes really blocked the circulation. So release all them, mm-hmm. release the tensions, and then so that your eyes wide open.
Because you have a wonderful client list, names I probably cannot say, but who might potentially go out and walk a red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And this, if you do a few days in advance consecutively of doing your particular style of massage, you can actually almost like give people a mini facelift. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. And also like a V shape, which is really Asian, you know, dream face, is like a V shape on the chin area. That is so important for us. And with massage technique, actually your chin become really thinner. So it's just so interesting with massage, you can recreate your face almost.
You can actually re-sculpt your face.
Exactly.
I really want to try it. I really just want to literally go away and spend a few hours with this, just massaging, especially my chin and my jowls.
No.
Thank you very much. Now, how regularly should somebody be doing facial massage and combining this protocol of cleansing and doing the massage?
Cleansing, you...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Do every day,
mm-hmm.
of course, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do a massage, you can do like 3 times per week.
Mm-hmm.
But if you use like a VisaPure Advanced with fresh eyes head, mm-hmm. then that one you can use really every day, like or every morning, and you can have a very fresh looking eyes. And if you use at nighttime, you know, the nighttime is, you know, eyes are very tired, mm-hmm. so you can do as well as morning and night.
So actually, I'm glad you mentioned about the cool eyes head, because mm-hmm. it's very different. So the massage attachment is, for want of a better description, 4 bubbles, 4 little balls that will spin around the device. It's really clever as well, because you don't have to do anything other than click the on button, because once you slot the device, the head in, it recognizes which it is. So
exactly.
With the facial massage tool, it programs it to 1 minute.
Oh, for the cleansing.
For the cleansing.
3 minutes for massage and 30 seconds for eyes head.
So you don't have to think about anything.
No.
When you just have to use it. But the cool eyes is interesting because for a long time I've been scared of touching my eyes. But I've seen you use the device this morning. And you weren't using a feather-like touch, my friend.
Actually, I do agree with you. As an esthetician, around eyes is such a difficult place to touch. But it's everybody wants to work for that because everybody have a problem. Eye pocket or eyes is, you know, is not like clear and so on. So it's very important place. But the skin is so thin, so you cannot do lot of things. But this Fresh Eyes Head have a nano vibration, which we cannot, you know, do by our fingers, even us like professionals. So that's nano vibration, like 120 vibration per second.
Yikes! Wow.
So that drains the lymphatic. It means remove the toxin so that eye pocket reducing.
So toxins obviously reduced eye bags, can they reduce dark circles as well?
Of course. Of course, because it's a matter of the blood circulation problem. So that you can erase them immediately. And you mentioned that here in the upper part of the eyes, I pushed, but it's not really the pushing. Actually, it's I stay on the bones, but it's necessary to touch little bit up behind
sort
the bones.
Under the bone almost, yes. But not too far.
Not too far. Not too far. So that just finding the right place that I trying to, it looks like a pulling and a pushing, but actually just to touch the right place to release these tensions to bring back the circulations.
So also that's where if you were to massage that, I guess you could disperse some of the tension around migraines. I get migraines, it's always one of my eyes will just be so painful. So that's a good technique. Would you say that when it comes to the eyes, it's fine to use pressure and to touch above the top lash line, as it were, like the mobile lid and then where you put your eyeshadow, but underneath is where you have to exercise extreme caution.
You just touch the head of the Fresh Eye head, you're touching and just so moving slightly to outside
towards the ear, and then flush the system
like this. Until the eyelid. But once you come to the 10th, I would say just pulling up super high.
So like, imagine, listeners, that you're using the Visa Pure Advance with the Cool Eyes head under your eyes. Gently draw it as if you are drawing the most aggressive cat eyeliner ever, and pull it up towards the hairline
until the end of eyelid, and then when you are arriving in the 10th and
just straight up.
Yes.
Okay.
So that you can have a.
For the benefits of those of you hot here, we've just done, Chico's just really lifted her eye up because it obviously has an instant effect, I'm guessing. And if you do that over time, can you train those muscles to stay in that slightly?
Yes. Because it's, you see the difference at the end.
Okay. Let's talk about whether this device, if used a few times a week, can actually mimic what you might get in a salon. Can you get a similar effect, particularly if we're talking about cumulatively over time? Can training your muscles with no skill, just as you say, following the bone, following the protocol, could you get a sort of salon effect?
Yeah, sure. It's this three-in-one, actually, this device, which is interesting that you can have the result as you have a treatment in the salon, beauty salon. So that's why this device is really, really interesting and benefit.
I'm really glad that you've described the type of massage, and you've commented, you know, like with fingertips, it's gentle, but it does focus on the deep tissue. There's been quite a trend for facial massage, like these pop-up salons and things like that. And I feel like I've seen people having what look like really aggressive facials. They don't look comfortable. And then you'll see someone say, well, beauty is pain. Subsequently, you see people saying that could actually be doing damage to the connective tissues and it could actually be bad, all that friction. So could you talk to me about a little bit about whether there are any bad sides of facial massage?
Because if you force the touching of the your hands and the skin, of course, it damages your skin. Mm-hmm. So that's why you really have to pay attention. But if you haven't done the massage before, so you feel kind of scared. Mm. That's why very interesting to using this beauty device, because you don't need to force anything, mm-hmm. and it does bring the right effect and benefit. But the character of the skin, mm-hmm. if you friction it, it's getting, the skin gets harder and harder. You know, you want to have...
Oh, that makes sense. It's calluses. Like, of course it would make sense.
Yes. Yeah. That's why it's so important to still, you know, touching your skin, how you touch the skin. Mm-hmm. You cannot just friction all the time. Yeah. So it's very important. And also damage the muscles, yeah. Connecting tissues. And that's, of course, super important.
If you use too much pressure. So I shouldn't pick up the device and think, right, I've got 40 years of facial massage to make up for and just start really aggressively, like, slamming it into my face. I should be really gentle.
Actually, some parts is quite painful, even though you're doing the gently. Mm. If your some lymphatic points have a tension, mm. or your face has so much tension. In that case, even though you do gentle way, but sometimes it brings a little pain. Mm. But this kind of pain, it's not like a screaming pain. It's like, it's a little bit painful.
It's like if somebody were massaging you in a sports massage.
Exactly, it's same. Yeah, it's okay. Same.
Exactly. Yeah, but that means that you should just maybe ease off the pressure and do mm-hmm. that a bit more until it
releases it. But you cannot just force by mm. yourself. So, which is, for me, when I do the or skin rituals or facial massage, which is important, just have a dialogue with your face. Just have dialogue with your skin. And if you don't need to force your skin if you listen it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit pain, but this pain is, if it's comfortable, that's the kind of pain you have to release it.
Yeah, it's knowing the difference. But if, like you say, if you're following the bones, if you're not using the device in a way that's weird, that pain is actually a sign that that tension needs to be released.
Yes.
So it actually pinpoints where you need to use
exactly.
the device.
Yeah.
For
you're conscious going to the point, and then you will know very naturally if it's a good or not.
Yeah. And the other thing I found really interesting, the cool eyes head, although you were using it around the eyes, a lot of women have written into me, and I know that in my years as a beauty editor, it's a very common question I get in my mailbox about these 11 lines in between the eyebrows. And you were treating that with the cool eyes head.
Yes.
Because it's localized, because the facial massage head is a bit too big for that area. Mm. Why does that work so well for that particular area?
For this 11 line, there's two reasons. because your eyes is really tired. Mm. And that means your muscles around the eyes is really tired and tense. And you're forced to looking something so that it bring the super lines that you don't want to have it. And second reason, you're mentally stressed.
Mm.
So just from your mind, you feel stressed and you have to, I have to do well. I really have to do it perfectly. That's self-pressure giving that 11 line. So that when you do the massage with fresh eye head, why it's very interesting? Because when you work with this vibration, it releases the tension. Mm-hmm. So it's physically relaxing the muscles. Mm. Secondly, if you relax your mind, you cannot push it, you have to be soft, like you touch your cat over head, you know, it's like a gentle touch. Mm. And these, you know, kind of even for the human, like a feather touch and very soft touch, that relax nerve systems. So with two reasons you have to use that fresh eye head.
Well, that's really nice to know that you can do something like that, and it can actually send a message to your brain.
Oh, yes.
To exactly calm down. So it's not just about the aesthetic result, which is obviously that your face could look lifted or plumped and your eyes could look bigger, but actually just by doing this, you could actually be sending a message to your body to just take it down a notch. I might make you laugh now, and I don't mean to, because I thought it was a good idea, but we've talked about lymphatic drainage. And I went through a phase late last year, and actually early this year, of waking up and my face was really puffy. Really puffy. And like to the point where I just thought, this isn't particularly good. So my solution was I bought a mini trampoline.
Wow!
So in the morning...
Cool. Yes!
So in the morning when I wake up, I do 10 minutes on a... I don't do it every morning now, but do 10 minutes on the trampoline to stimulate my lymphatic system.
That should be so effective, isn't it?
It really is.
Oh, wow!
I went through a phase of putting it on Insta stories. But essentially, this device does a similar thing, doesn't it? Of just stimulating, getting the blood moving and de-puffing. Because that's the thing that you can just tell. If you take a picture of yourself, you can just tell if you're puffy because you just don't particularly look your best. Mm. And how long is the full protocol? Just remind me, because I do 10 minutes of trampolining. How long does the full Visa Pure Advanced protocol take?
It takes less than 5 minutes. So it's super quick. Like 1 minute for cleansing, 3 minutes for the massage head, and 30 seconds for fresh eye head.
Yeah.
So it takes less than 5 minutes. So it's super quick.
And you don't need to put on a sports bra.
Exactly.
Or any kind of active leisure wear.
Yes.
Now, Philips have something called the Philips Global Beauty Index, and it's got 11,000 respondents. Mm. And 59% of them said that at-home treatments were the second most popular thing that people were incorporating into their skincare regime. If somebody wanted to incorporate this into their pampering session. I know that I remember Caroline Hirons started the whole Sunday night facial, and there's you see lots of people posting pampering sessions. Is there a good day to start it? Is there a, if you're maybe doing this 3 times a week, but there's one day when you want to do it and really go for it, really go through your protocol? Is it evening? Is it morning? Like, what would you suggest?
I think if you do after working or at nighttime, that's bring you like a kind of relaxation. Because after you stimulate all this part of the face, because you feel your face much lighter, actually, it's because of the good circulation. So that it's very good doing before sleeping. But if you need to prepare your face because you have a super important day, or super important meeting, in that case, do it in the morning because your result is so immediate and you have so much fresh looking. So that's it's really
when
good.
When you say immediate, how long would that lifting? So you did a facial massage on one of the girls here today. How long will she be able to see that difference?
It stays for a couple of days, but since just once for just a few quick minutes. So, you know, after it's the effect is going to decrease. So if you want to have a result, a long-lasting result, in that case, you can do it for a couple of days, intensive facial treatment. And in that case, you can stay for, you can keep the result for a bit more longer.
Also, I just want to talk about cleanser textures before we wrap up this chat. You've got your cleansing brush head on this device. Are there any particular textures of cleanser that work really, really well with it? A lot of people, obviously, if you've got a foaming cleanser, you'll feel immediately, you'll think you're getting squeaky clean. I personally can't use foaming. My skin is too dry. What textures do you think get the best results? And is there a particular... Is one better for certain skin types?
With this cleansing brush, it fits to any kind of product that is good. Maybe balm is too heavy texture to combine with the brushes, but all the rest, any kinds of cleansing product.
Dry skin should use what kind of texture as a priority?
If you have a dry skin, then I recommend like a cleansing milk or cream cleanser would be, I think, fits too.
If you have combination skin?
Combination skin, it... you remember I was talking about the dialogue with the skin. So if you're, even though you are combination skin and with the changement of the season and so on, if you feel a little bit dry or reddish, then milk cleanser would be perfect. And if your skin is quite completely normal, then you can use like a gel cleanse or oil cleansing or clean cleansing, whatever.
If you have combination skin and the difference between the skin types is really obvious, would you suggest somebody uses one texture with the device, say down their T-zone, does it for a minute with one particular cleanser, rinses, and then does the rest of the face with another kind? Do you use different...
No, I don't think so, because just one product would be fine, because the brush is so intelligent and so effective. So even though you use a different type of cleanser, it's still... the benefit is really good, I think.
And what about acneic skin and a cleansing brush? Does that work if you've got a breakout? Would that not aggravate a breakout more?
No, because when you use this cleansing brush, which is interesting, it's just removing the dead cells at the very surface. But if you have an acne skin, then the things is very important. You should not use the, the super aggressive mousse kind of washes. It breaks the ceramide, all the barriers. So if you have an acne skin, you really have to keep the good barriers and good bacteria on the skin. So that's the most important thing for things for the acne skin. So it's not the brush.
Okay. All right. And then what skin type didn't I mention? We did dry, we did combination, we've done acneic.
Oily skin, no. It's like acne skin, yeah.
Oh, and just if it was oily but not acneic?
Mm-hmm.
What texture would you recommend?
It's actually it's same as acne skin, because if you remove too much oil, too much film, your film on the skin, your skin tendency to product more oil
to replace it. Yeah, okay, so you mustn't strip it. Be gentle with
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
God, I feel like I've been to cleansing school. Thank you so much. So useful. I was doing it wrong for such a long time. I'm so grateful to have spent some time chatting to you. Thank you so, so much. Thank you for the demo. Listeners, I really do have to stress, I watched this demo and in under 4 minutes, I saw an eyebrow lift, a plumper cheek. Oh, and also we have to talk about this because this is what I will be using it most for. You were using the facial massage head around the mouth, literally on the corner of the mouth. And you said it can lift your mouth up. I asked the question, could this be the end of resting bitch face? That's what I will be using it for most. I think this might be a breakthrough because I really do have a terrible resting bitch face. Even my family won't come and talk to me sometimes. I don't mean to. I've just got a sourpuss face. So let's see if bees are here advanced. Maybe you can give me a little nudge before I go. Thank you so much for your time. Visa Pure Advanced, you've designed the protocol. It's available now. And all of the links to everything that we've discussed, and I think some handy, helpful tips, will be in the show notes on iTunes and on emmagunawardner.com or emmaguns.com, which is easier to type into your browser. Chico, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that episode with Chico Shigeta, talking all things cleansing and, of course, the Philips Visa Pure Advanced. If you want to get in touch with the show, it couldn't be easier. Simply drop me an email to thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or head over to emmaguns.com, click the little envelope icon, and that message will come directly to my inbox and I will get back to you personally. Eventually, I promise. Apologies to anyone who has taken me a little bit of time to get back to. You can also get in touch with me on social media. On Twitter and Instagram, I am at Emma Guns. And if you're enjoying this episode of the show, I'd be so grateful if you could head over to iTunes and leave me a star rating and a little review about what you enjoyed so much. Thank you again, and I hope to hear you back again on the next episode of The Emma Guns Show.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.